Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the moment you've all been waiting for, on your dial, Spidey Heck. Featuring Little Cricket, Vinny Gagooch, Billy, Cleavis, Maria, and many, many more. Stay tuned.
It's your boy Spidey Heck on your dial. Thank you, Mr. Teresky. Appreciate that intro. You know that old Spidey Heck can only do the intro. But it's okay. I appreciate the sentiment anyway. What's going on, everybody? It is Spidey Heck on your dial. It is Sunday, July 1st, 2018. It is officially 7/1/2018. I just said that. What the hell? Anyways, don't mind me. Don't mind me. I'm a little lost. But this is the point. We're already 6 months past gone, is what I'm trying to say. The year is gone. Half the year is already gone, people. Where did it go? Really, where did it go? I don't know. But I'm trying to figure it out. But on a brighter note, how's everybody's weekend going? I know they say don't post anything on the weekend, and most podcasters, you know, most of them try to not post anything on a Sunday. But I was forced to basically do this because, in a way, I wanted to do it because where, you know, I normally like to do it because, you know, I love to do this. But I had to come on here and just say the algorithm. That's all I'm going to say. I don't need to say anymore. For those of you who listen to me on Anchor, or those who are on Anchor, what I just said makes a whole lot of sense. So I just may say this. Spidey Heck has gotten so much more love now. And I want to say any and everybody who listens to the Spidey Heck voiceover show, whether you're listening to any kind of other podcast, whether it's your computer, whether it's your phone, whether it's your podcast, whether it's iTunes, whether it's Google Podcasts, whether it's any of those applications, I want to say thank you very much for staying true and loyal to the Spidey Heck voiceover show. I will always say that. Why? Because I appreciate y'all, and I always wanted to say if I ever did something to a point where it was entertainment-wise, I want to be able to thank my fans almost every chance I get. Why? Because that's how you keep your fans, because you let them know that you appreciate them. So, with that sentiment, again, we continue on. So anyways, went to the movies this weekend, and I saw Hereditary. Holy shit nuggets, is that movie creepy as fuck. You guys heard Billy, you heard me through Billy, and I could say Billy, well, Billy is up there, but this movie is truly, truly insane. Truly disturbing, and I suggest you go watch it because you need to have your brain fried the same way I had mine fried when I watched this movie. The movie is about a family that goes through a lot of shit, to say the least, from beginning to end, but the ending is oh so disturbing. So I say, if you're gonna go to movies, watch Hereditary. It's by A24. The movie company A24 made the movie. Oh wow, man! I'm telling you, that movie was intense. Spidey Heck was dearly holding on to the seat of his pants watching that damn movie because that shit just had me like, oh damn, did that just happen? Oh shit! Like, you know, I couldn't help. I'm sitting next to these people in the movie theater and I am talking hella lot of shit loudly because this movie was so intense. So I have to just say,
Go watch it.
This is the Spidey Heck voiceover show again. I am your host, Spidey Heck. I hope you will stay tuned and listen to
the Spidey Heck voiceover show. Let's keep going from here on out. We shall stay growing. I'm just making shit up as I go. Fuck it. From this show. How's everybody doing tonight? I hope everybody's well, because Cleavis has got some stuff to tell you guys. And I think you guys are going to laugh, because I thought it was kind of funny. Cleavis has been searching the internet, and I found some funny stuff that you guys should go check out. Definitely go check out. There was a couple of men and a woman who were in a Canadian restaurant. No, a Canadian store. I'm sorry. It was a Canadian store. And they had a stolen credit card. Now, if you watch this video, it's really funny because the people tried to run out of the building. And like I said, were apprehended by the police officers who were waiting at the door. There was a security guy, I believe, and a police officer. But the police officer was having a hard time apprehending these people for leaving. So that far, well, there was hell to pay. Everybody was running around, and the girlfriend of the guy who was trying to hide in the back of the store. Holy crap. She's so smart. She decided to climb up the damn ladder right where the camera's looking right in her face. And decides to go and crawl in the ceiling of the store. Now, while that's occurring, her boyfriend is downstairs getting tasered by the police, who are definitely gonna not let him get away with the crime that he was committing. I don't know. I thought it was kind of funny, because if you continue watching the video, you will see the girlfriend makes a failing attempt to go through the ceiling to leave. I don't know where she was gonna go, but little and behold, she falls through the ceiling and falls onto the floor. And it is so funny. I promise you, if you go watch that video, you will die laughing. If anything, I'll try to see if I can find the link, and you guys can watch it from that point on, okay? But that's the clip from the side for some sort of thing. I hope you guys have a good day, and hope you enjoyed that story, and go watch the video. It'll make you laugh. See you later.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Spidey Heck back on the dial. Holy shit, Nuggets. Do I have a story to tell you? Here I am cracking jokes about people, and my dumbass almost did something just as stupid. Yes, I get home from a long day of just doing practically anything and nothing while I was out and about today. And I get home and I have two phones that I usually carry around. One's my phone that I use. And the other phone is the phone that I don't use anymore, but I carry it around because it has my games on it. So anyways, I get home, oh, I had to get something for the trunk. What do? I go to the trunk. Next thing you know, I'm looking for whatever it was I was looking for. Find it. And mind you, I had put the keys and both phones inside of the trunk. Now, I told myself mentally, you're not going to forget the keys. There's no way you could possibly forget the keys. Because you're just going to look for something real quick and then come back out. Because I didn't want to hold the keys or the phones. It was mainly the phones. It wasn't even the keys. It was the phones, and the keys just happened to be in one of my hands that the phone was in. So I go and I put it in the damn trunk. I'm digging for whatever it was I was digging for. I come out of the trunk and I look down and I grab both phones. Not thinking to myself, I did lock the car and I did have the keys in the trunk. But it was too late, because by the time I shut the doors, that's when the memory banks kicked in. And I said, damn it, the keys are in the trunk. It was too late. I could not retrieve them. So here I am freaking out. I gotta call Papa Lock now. I'm gonna lose money. I barely have any money at the moment. Fuck me. So I was going on YouTube, trying to find every video and any video that possibly could help me try to open the door, you know, using the plunger on the lock. My car's too recent. All those lock tricks work on old ass cars. My car is not that old. So, I'm fucked. Until my dumbass realizes, let me call my mom. Maybe she has a set of keys. But then I thought, nah, she won't have a set of keys. Why would she have a set of keys? Next thing you know, she goes, why don't you look for your spare? And I'm like, I didn't get a spare. I'm digging around, and I had two sets of spare keys. One happened to be from my old car, and one from this car. Now, mind you, I didn't know this because my keys are normally like the flip kind, you know, like you get like the key that flips into the actual key holder with the lock and the alarm and everything. So I'm thinking to myself, I don't have a set of keys. I don't remember them giving me a second set of keys. Lo and behold, my dumbass thought about it and said, let me check anyway. Because both of the keys that I had looked similar because they didn't look like that set of keys. So I thought they were the same set of keys from my old car. Lo and behold, one of the keys opened the door and the car went apeshit crazy because the keys were in the trunk. So I had to use that key, turn on the car, and then the battery realized that the key was good and the car wasn't being stolen, and it let me open the trunk. And I got my keys back. Now, mind you, the moral of the story is, don't be a dumbass and leave the trunk, leave your keys in your trunk. And especially remember, if you buy a car, you're supposed to have two sets of keys. Always remember that before you freak out. Like I did. Hope everybody's having a good night so far, or a good morning by the time you hear this, or whenever you hear this. Whatever day it is, good day to you. And remember, like I said, be mindful of the things you do. Phones aren't that important. Your keys and everything else is. So I guess I'll call this pay attention. This is your boy Spidey Heck. Thank you for listening. Let's keep going.
Spidey Heck, Spidey Heck, everybody knows it's Spidey Heck, Spidey Heck, Spidey Heck, everybody knows it's Spidey Heck, when he swings from a web, he's laughing all the way, when he catches villains, he's laughing all the way, it's Spidey Heck,
that's right,
Spidey Heck, okay, Spidey, 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 Spidey Heck,
that's right,
Spidey Heck,
ah,
Spidey Heck, Spidey, 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 Spidey Heck, podcast.
Oh, thank you.
I am Mataguchi. You have entered my dojo. But I tell you now, I am no longer a samurai teacher. You must go and never return. But Master, only you can teach me the ways of the Shogun. Please, I need your help. That is no longer a concern of mine, to help anyone who is in need of my talent. As I said, you must leave now, or face the consequences. Master Yamaguchi, if I must die to learn, I will do so. You have a lot of heart, but do you have the spirit of the samurai? Come, my son. We shall see. Thank you, Master Gucci. I promise, Sensei, you will not be disappointed.
Ignoring my messages. I mean, I know we're destined to be together, and so do you. I know it, you know it, and all my porcelain dolls know it. But those bitches are jealous. I smashed their heads in with a hammer, told them they couldn't listen to your podcast anymore. Only me. I'm your number one fan. I love you, Spidey. See you soon.
Well, if that wasn't creepy.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy back on the dial, Spidey Heck. And I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you will come back again and visit your boy, Spidey Heck. Much love to Inspirado Proyecto for that cool but silly intro and song of Spidey Heck, as well as the mystery lady who probably has 1,000 cats who listen to Spidey Heck every day, every second of her life. Hey man, much love to everybody. Again, as always, I am your boy Spidey Heck, and this was the Spidey Heck voiceover show. Please come back again, or like I always say, there's more episodes below this one. Listen to all of them, and I guarantee you will have heard something you've never heard before. Much love to everybody who I spoke to this weekend. We had fun. We live on a planet. Much love, my brother. Mr. Tretzky, much love. Little Extreme, much love, Erica. And everyone in between. So holla at your boy. It's Spidey Heck, and I'm out.